All right. As far as injuries go, Jeff Allen tried to go on his ankle, but he tweaked it fairly early in the game. But that's the way those high ankle sprains are. But he'll get back on it and just gradually get him back here. DeVito has a concussion, so he'll be put in the protocol or the system there and go through the protocol. Peters just had a cramp, calf cramp, and then Bailey tried to go. And went out and warmed up and just couldn't push off it the way he needed to be able to. So we ended up sitting him down, kind of last-minute thing there. But proud of the team. That's a good football team out there with the Jacks put together and Reggie. So, to come out on the winning side of that is a – it's a tribute to our guys, our coaches. I thought the coordinators had a good plan and did a real nice job. We had the three turnovers, ended up with being 20 points for us, so that was important. I thought the first half, field position wasn't very good, and we had too many penalties that added into that. And second half, we kind of came out and I thought did better all the way around and tightened kind of things up on both sides of the ball. Again, 4-for-4 in the red zone helped and so on. So, but it was good. Overall, it was a nice win. Time's yours. Yeah, just how we drew it up. He doesn't throw many interceptions now. He's a good young quarterback. So we were able to get pressure on him, which for any quarterback, that's a tough thing. And then our guys made plays. The one Branch had was pretty amazing there. So. It's nice for him to get that coming home here to the team he started with.
And he also appears it's sort of a homecoming thing for him. And how much did you sense he was a little maybe overhyped?
No, he was amped up. Yeah, he was amped up. He he loves to play anyways. But now coming home, so he'll learn from it. A young guy. Can't get emotionally tied up. He was going against a seasoned veteran there in Crabtree. And Crabtree got after him a little bit early, but he came back and made plays. That's what he does. But he can learn all these experiences along the way. He'll learn from you love that he loves to play the game.
And as a coach, did you ever try to reel in a guy like that, or you just need him to figure it out himself?
Yeah, well, he's a smart kid. He'll figure it out, and we'll keep teaching him. That's what we do. So. He's having a heck of a year. Does so many things for you. Really, the whole route tree, he can do and do it well. Most of all, he's got the quarterback's trust. So, I thought Albert Wilson did some nice things too. Missed him on a deep one. That we had him down pat. I thought Alex handled the whole thing well too. But he and Jeremy have a nice relationship there, and they're working well. Yeah, he's another one that's competitive. He's a little bit like 22, but he's learned how to kind of control it. Loves to play the game. Dirty tough. So he had the fumble early. Didn't flinch. Upset himself, but he fixed the issue. Came back and played a pretty good game. Messy conditions. I don't think it was a field. Messy conditions. Dustin's like one of the best holders ever. And, just slipped out of his hand a little bit there. So.
On the next point, he just slipped out. Is that why he tried to throw it? Is that what you
mean? Yeah, both of them, it didn't look like. He fought on the second one to get it down.
Okay.
So, but he wasn't able to spin to get the lace. You still got to make the kick, so there's no excuses for pointing fingers or anything. Yeah, that was great. You're happy for that kid because he's overcome a lot of injuries. And he's a Pro Bowl player here. And then got banged up for a couple years in a row there, didn't play a lot of football. And then he's eased his way back into now being a heck of a football player again, a healthy football player. That was just the main thing.
And you've been doing this so long. This was a pretty crazy game. Where's this one kind of ranked?
Oh, man. Yeah, no, this was – yeah, this was a good one. This one, This was a good one. You expect it when two good teams are playing each other. I mean, listen, they've been in every game here. This is a good football team. So we knew it was going to be a battle for four quarters and kind of prep it that way and come in mentally prepared for that. Yeah, listen, I give a lot of credit to the players, locker room, the veteran leadership in there. Even though we're missing Justin today, you know, Eric Berry's playing phenomenal football right now. You're looking at our coaches. Doug Peterson doesn't get near enough credit for what he's doing offensively. He and I split, you know, we just mix and match the play call, and I have full trust in him. And then Bob is doing a nice job, and Dave just continues to be at the top of his game. And you know, it's fun to watch the schemes. It's fun to watch the guys learn them and then put their personality to them. And they're doing a good job of that. But listen, we're just creeping over 500, and so we got a few games left here. We gotta keep pressing. I thought it was good. We didn't have a lot of snaps that first half, you know. But I think we're going to be okay there. Both of them are good players. Both ran hard, probably too hard at times. The ball popped out a couple times. So, you know, we just got to secure that, especially in weather games like this. I don't know. I think every week will probably be a little different. I want to be held accountable on that part. I mean, if one guy gets hot, he might play a little bit more than the other guy. You never know.
Seems like you've always been usually been a one-back guy.
Yeah, you know, I started off with Deuce Staley, Brian Westbrook, Carell Buchholter, and we were kind of the first group that rotated three guys. Yeah. So I'm okay with that. That's a tough position. Life, you know, career lifespan 3 years. Let's make the good ones last and move it around a little bit and give them opportunities. Yeah, no, listen, you've been in that locker room, BJ, so you know the character of that locker room. And there was no flinch. We knew we had kind of shot ourselves in the foot the first half. And if we just hung together, kept playing hard, good, tough, angry football, you're going to be okay. And I thought the guys did that. That was good. I told him he probably hadn't run that far since high school. You know, I mean, that was a – He was those legs got heavy there about the last 5 yards, but he did good. Yeah.
All right, thank you.